Yeah, and Andy Bond is going to be my guest when we come back after these quick messages on 580 CFR.
You're listening to Ron Corbett Unscripted. Call 521-TALK, 521-8255. Ron will be right back on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Now back to Ron Corbett Unscripted on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
848, 580 CFRA. Again, this Sunday, December the 9th at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, there is a very special event taking place. It starts at 7 p.m. To explain a little bit more about it for us, I'd like to welcome Andy Bond to the show. Let me get Andy on. Good evening, Andy.
Well, thank you, Ron, and thank you for the opportunity to tell people about this event and also about our organization.
Yes, and I appreciate you taking the time. I think you've just ducked out of an event yourself, have you not, to speak to us?
That is indeed true, yes.
Well, you belong to the Ottawa chapter of the Compassionate Friends organization. Can you tell our listeners just what exactly the Compassionate Friends are?
Certainly. The Compassionate Friends is actually an international peer support group for parents whose children have died. And what we do is we help people provide a safe and supportive environment to share their grief and help them along their grief journey. The principle is that people who have been through that particular tragedy understand the emotions and the pain that people go through and can best understand what to help them through their own journey. We meet on every third Tuesday of each month at the Old Forge Community Resource Center on Carling Avenue. There are no fees for our meetings. Just come along. Anybody, any child, any age, any cause of death, any background. It's not a religious organization. We have no religious affiliations, but we do welcome anybody whose child has died.
Now, Andy, I found out about your group through Rogers House, which is, I just can't say enough about Rogers House. I've had the great honor and privilege of going down there a couple times and writing stories. I was there actually when they opened, and we did a lengthy feature. I spent a lot of time back then doing it, and I'm just blown away by the work they do there. That is a palliative hospice for children named after Roger Neilson. The Ottawa Senators are very, very supportive to raise a lot of the funds for Rogers House. It's just an amazing, amazing place. And anyways, I found out about the Compassionate Friends through them. I'm assuming you're familiar with Rogers House and the work they do.
Very much so. In fact, we have a very close working relationship with Rogers House and with CHEO. In fact, over the last several years, we have built a butterfly garden on the campus at CHEO as a memorial to children who have died, but also as a place that parents whose children are at CHEO can go there for some quiet reflections, and it's been a very helpful place for people going through that particular journey as well. So we're very familiar with the work at Rogers House and indeed at CHEO as well.
Now, your son, Kevin, passed away, I believe, at age of 20.
Our son Kevin died suddenly in October 1994. He was away at university in Peterborough and just collapsed suddenly after a bicycle ride. And so that was our first introduction to this whole world of grief and grieving. And we found the Compassionate Friends to be a great help as we went through that journey. And so my wife and I started the Ottawa chapter in 1999 with a couple of other parents who had similar losses. So we're in our 14th year now of operations in Ottawa.
Now, Andy, being a parent myself, I just cannot imagine what you would have gone through. I've often thought it would be one of the worst things that could happen to a person on this planet.
And they certainly say it's the worst loss you can have in that you lose your future. But we do have to be very careful and respect other people's losses as well, that every loss of a family member, of a loved one, of a spouse or a brother or sister is equally tragic, but somehow loss of a child has a special significance. Yeah. And so part of our mission is to help people through that particular journey by showing them that, indeed, we have been able to go through this, we are still going through it, and we can show them that you can, in fact, get through this terrible tragedy and get back to not a normal life, but certainly get through a surviving life.
Now, Kevin passed away long before there was a Rogers House. Palliative care itself for a long, long time did not get much attention, was not treated, I think, with the respect that it deserves. What kind of resources were there for you? Was it just Compassionate Friends?
Actually, there were some resources. We did actually make contact with the Bereaved Families of Ontario, the Ottawa chapter, and went to a series of their closed group sessions, which again was helpful. But we did find that the Compassionate Friends, with their particular mission of helping parents whose children have died, gave us that special focus that we found most more helpful than the more general loss meetings that we were attending. In fact, my wife and I went out to the Compassionate Friends National Conference in Kelowna, B.C., in 1998, and realized then there were chapters all across the country, and came back and started the one in Ottawa. So again, there were other resources around, but we found the Compassionate Friends was particularly special for the loss of a child.
Andy, tell us about the worldwide candle lighting.
I'm very pleased to do that, Ron. Ron, this is the 16th year that this worldwide candle lighting has been held. It actually started in the U.S., the Compassionate Friends office in the U.S., started this back in 1997. And since then, it's grown to over 18 countries around the world and over 500 celebrations that they have been advised of, plus observances all the way through Canada and the U.S. in all the states. We think it's the largest largest candle lighting celebration in the world at the moment. What we do is that in every time zone around the world, candles are lit in memory of those children who have died. And so as the world turns, then that band of light goes around the world for a 24-hour period. So it's a very powerful concept with a tagline that their light may always shine. So from that point of view, we're playing our part in Ottawa at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, as you mentioned. Yeah. We'll be lighting the candles and going through that little celebration to remember the children in Ottawa, knowing that at 7 p.m. all the way through Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have parents doing the same things as well as before and after in those time zones.
You know, Andy, that band of light, you described it very, very well. And that just, took my breath away, to be honest, when I started reading about it on the Rogers House newsletter. Just such a powerful image, these candles being lit, moving from time zone to time zone to time zone, so that the band of light is created over a 24-hour period, and the candles are lit to remember children that have passed away far, far too early. It's a powerful image.
It's a very powerful concept indeed, yes.
Yeah. And Ottawa at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, that is at 971 Woodruff Avenue.
We're asking people to arrive by 6:45 because you want to go through and make sure everyone has a chance to have their child listed on the remembrance sheets. And then when we go through our ceremony, we will be reading the names of those children as we light the candles. So there's please come early at 6:45 for 7 o'clock.
Now, Andy, if there are people listening now that, you know, can participate in this, just recommend they bring a picture of their child for the display table. Can the public just come? I'd like to go just if I was in town. Unfortunately, I'm away actually on Sunday. But is it open to the public? Could other people come just to show their support, or is it?
We generally find it's parents and families and friends that come as opposed to general public. But we don't turn anybody away. The kind of organizations that anybody that comes along and shows support obviously is very welcome to participate, even if they have not their own child or a family member, but maybe a friend's child that has passed away that we want to come remember. We're certainly welcome to those as well.
There you go. Well, if anybody would like to attend, again, it's at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, 971 Woodruff Avenue. That is this Sunday. It's suggested that you arrive around 6:45 p.m. Candles are provided, so you'll be given a candle. And Andy, it's just a wonderful cause, a wonderful event. Again, it's going to create this image in my mind for many, many days. And I want to thank you for taking the time to join us on the show this evening.
Well, thank you for the opportunity, Ron. And there's more information about our organization on our website, which is www.tcfottawa.net. That's TCF for the Compassionate Friends, Ottawa.net.
Andy, take care, sir.
Thank you for your help, Ron. Bye-bye. Okay.
That is Andy Bond, again, with the Ottawa chapter of the Compassionate Friends. Rogers House, I'll say it again, is one of the most special places in our city. You can volunteer at Rogers House. Would not be an easy volunteer gig, but you certainly can help out at Rogers House. I encourage people to, you go into Rogers House and you are just touched in ways you cannot even begin to imagine or begin to describe. Candles will be lit. The winter newsletter I received just earlier today, and I asked Andy to come on the show, tell you a little bit about the worldwide candle lighting taking place this Sunday. And I want to mention that in the newsletter, every newsletter, they mention children. There is a section in memory. And the winter newsletter and candles will be lit this Sunday in honor of Ivy, Melissa, Ryan, Bryce, Jude, Kiana LaForest, Jane Pendong, Nushabi Tobassum, Emile Blay Trombley, and Mercedes Prudham. Those are the children that are remembered in the winter newsletter. Again, if you want to volunteer, if you're looking for something to do, I cannot imagine a better thing to do than volunteer at Rogers House. And the people that work at Rogers House, Lloyd Cowan, the executive director, Marion Rattray, all the people down there, you do work that is just, I could not do. I would not be able to do that job. So hats off to everybody at Rogers House that does that work and makes things like the worldwide candle lighting, spreads the word on events like that. So job well done. And again, that is this Sunday at St. Paul's Presbyterian Church, 971 Woodruff Avenue.